This is a book that you'll be interested in, and there are other resources there as well. Cal, we are so thankful you're here with us today. We look forward to hearing what God is going to say through you.
Belle Shoals Baptist Church in Brandon invited New York Times columnist Cal Thomas to speak at its Sunday services. 2,000 worshipers attended the 11 o'clock session, spilling into the sanctuary auditorium. Inside, Thomas cited scripture and called for unity based on Christian values.
Do you know the one common denominator of every revival that has touched America? It is prayer, the thing we like to do the least. I'm not talking about a prayer that lasts for 60 or 90 seconds from this platform, led by your pastor or someone else. I'm talking about fervent, effectual concerts of prayer.
The atmosphere changed from scripture to secular talk during the question and answer session. The congregation submitted questions on cards about the military, being a Christian in today's world, and the use of negative campaign ads.
Most of it's lies from both sides, but it works. And if it didn't work, they wouldn't do it. So, you know, you can be civil. I mean, some of my best friends are, you know, liberal, Democrat, pagan, but I repeat myself. No, just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. If there are any Democrats,
the crowd engaged, laughing lightly. Then he was asked, what is the biggest threat to American security? Thomas referred several times to what he called fundamental Islam.
And we better wake up to it before it's too late. Now, am I calling for the exporting of every Muslim or the tearing down of their mosque? No. But I think we ought to have a more mature attitude. Plus, I think the believers ought to go share their faith with them, because they have no hope. None. They have to hope that Allah gets up on the right side of the bed when they show up. They'd pray five times a day. They do all these wonderful things. But if you ask them and they're honest, they have no guarantee for heaven. We do.
Many Muslim leaders say that the idea Islam is a hopeless religion is offensive. Laila Abdulaziz of Tampa is part of Emerge USA, a leadership group for young Arab Americans. She says that the Arab, Muslim, and Southeast Asian American communities believe that the GOP hasn't engaged them enough.
The Muslim American community has not organized to participate in the Republican Party's national convention. And I think that means something, because we have organized to participate in the DNC.
And she says Republican leaders need to reach out to the Muslim community.
I would say that I'm extremely disappointed in the leadership of the Republican Party for not standing up to a lot of hate and a lot of bigotry that people spew on behalf of the party.
On Thursday, Abdulaziz will be part of a forum by the Arab American Institute about religious liberty and identity in the U.S. Jewish voters are also thinking about the RNC and the election.
I think that obviously we're concerned with whatever president or candidate there is and his or her support for Israel.
That's Ronnie Stone, a member of the local Hasidic Chabad. Among this group, concern for the American-Israeli relationship is high. Rabbi Lazer Rivkin is a regional spiritual leader for the Hasidic Chabad. When members ask him for guidance on who or what to vote for, Rivkin says he still has mixed feelings himself.
I voted for Obama, but I am going to vote for Romney, even though I'm not thrilled about him, but I want to have change from what we had the last 4 years. And therefore, I'm a bit concerned about Obama's Middle East policy, his never having found time to visit Israel, even though he was in the neighborhood.
And it's not just religion. The economy is important, too.
How do you find jobs? How do you keep jobs? What's the better career to look into or grow in, especially in Florida? And I've recommended tourism, elder care, education.
Despite their differences, Christians, Muslims, and Jews all shared similar concerns about the economy. Natasha Samrani, WUSF 89.7 News.